Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
Weekend Breakfast
with Allison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
She is here. Vicky is here. Vicky Dottaro. I think our nails are, I know this is visual, non-visual. We're quite similar, I think, actually. Yeah. Yours are nicer, though.
They're fake. That's why.
I did mine at home with the little
Yours look amazing.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Also amazing is the cover of your book. Again, I know this is audio, but it is so shiny and sparkly and delicious. Reality Check. And what a quote to have on the cover as well. I've read it a couple times. Such a fun, heartwarming page turner, Marion Keyes. Since your debut.
Incredible. Yeah, I can't believe it. I'm still pinching myself.
Yeah.
Pinching myself so much now that I'm going to be bruised.
So Vicky, like, you're a journalist and you've worked in magazines for a long time as well. Actually, before we talk about this, I have to say something to you on a personal front.
Go on.
Years ago, I think we met on at Virgin Media on a panel show. Yes. I think that's where we met first. And I was going through extreme guilt about having
a solo child,
who's also a girl, of course. And you sent me, a woman of your word, you said, I wrote a piece about this, about my experience, and I'll send you the article. And I was like, she might do it, she might not. And you did. And I read it, and it brought me a great deal of comfort.
Oh, thank you so much.
It did. And that's years ago now.
Yeah, God, must be about 10 years ago now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
A lot of people have been saying that to my mum lately. They've said, like, oh, isn't it great, that only children can be so happy and fulfilled and confident and all of these things. I know it's something a lot of parents of lone children worry about.
Yeah.
I personally loved being an only child. And I love now that my husband and his sister are a big part of my family, because it was just the three of us growing up, me and my parents.
Yeah.
So it's really nice now that they're in addition to it. But yeah, I loved it. You know, my dad taught me to read when I was 3 years old, so this is all his fault, to be honest.
But it is true. Like, it was a ridiculous amount of guilt. And then once you come to peace with it and kind of go, wait, what's... And I know maybe it's a little bit different for... I mean, you're still a very young woman, but your generation. Whereas Joan has a lot of solo kids in her class, you
know? Absolutely, yeah. So. And like, I think one of the themes of the book is about motherhood and whether to pursue it or not. And I think there's just a lot more choice and freedom these days.
And just like respect about choice.
Absolutely, yeah. And it was really important to me to kind of get that across as well.
So tell us about tell us a bit about the book. Like, it's very juicy. And then tell me where the idea was, where it came from. I'm sure it was multiple influences.
Yeah, so Reality Check is a book about a family, and the matriarch of the family is an Irish woman in her 60s who is on a reality show in the US.
Yes.
And she's kind of a momager, and she's kind of she's an entrepreneur, a businesswoman.
Desi
Daniels, Desdemona, to give her a full title. And she's fabulous. So the idea for Desi came to me because I was watching an awful lot of reality TV in the pandemic. An awful lot. I watched all of The Real Housewives. I was watching Kardashians.
So Maria Devereaux produces Dave Moore. I'm pointing to where she normally sits in studio. When I was on for Dave last, she gave me the task of watching the Housewives, and I lasted 15 seconds.
Stop.
I was like, I can't do this. I couldn't
Okay, so where did you start? This is very important.
I started where there was the episode where the woman with the short hair was injecting vitamins into her daughters, and I was like, I have to get out
of
here.
That actually doesn't ring a bell.
Anyway,
I always say, if entry level Housewives is Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, season one, episode one.
I think that's kind of where it was.
Goes straight in.
I don't remember because it was so long ago.
I don't recall vitamin injections in children.
They were teenagers.
No, they kind of kept me company, throughout the pandemic.
And no judging.
I had this idea that, why isn't there an Irish housewife? You know, there's a very prominent English one called Lisa Vanderpump, and her whole brand is being English.
Yes.
You know, she takes tea and she wears hats and she's darling. And I just imagined this Irish version. And in my head, she just became an amalgamation of all these fabulous Irish women like Celia Holman Lee, Maura Duran, plus Kris Jenner and Lisa Vanderpump, all rolled into one. And then I quite quickly realised that I couldn't really write as a woman in her 60s because I don't have that life experience. So I gave her three daughters, and one of them, it's her voice, Portia's voice, throughout the book. And they all encounter kind of life-changing problems around the same time, and they all flee to be with their mother in Los Angeles.
Right.
So I got to go to Los Angeles for 3 weeks and do some research.
Oh, Wow, that was a great experience.
It was a great experience. It was amazing. So yeah, it's fun, it's sexy, it's glamorous, but it has a kind of serious undercurrent as well. It's not fluffy, like, by any stretch. And I'm thrilled with it. I'm really proud. Couldn't
you
be prouder.
You should be. Because as we were saying before we went to air, like, a lot of people talk about, I mean, most people talk about at some stage sitting down to write something.
Yeah.
And very few of us get it to this stage.
Right.
So you should be.
No, I'm delighted. Like, I've been a journalist for 16 years and I kind of found my way into that through my love of writing.
Yeah.
And then I always said, like, anyone who knows me knows that I've always wanted to write a novel. So it's just been such a privilege.
But like,
I feel
Vicky,
so lucky.
It's such a, like, a strong heritage of really, and not just authors in Ireland, but female authors.
Yes.
It's remarkable, isn't it?
And to be mentioned in the same breath as them is such an honour. Like, Patricia Scanlon came to my launch the other night
no
and
way.
Surprised me. I didn't know she was coming. And she's, like, a hero of mine. Marion Keyes, hero.
Yes.
My friend Sarah Breen and Emer McLysick, who wrote the Aisling books.
Top.
Absolutely top notch. Sarah was my very first editor in Kiss magazine from 2008. Yeah,
wow.
She's a good friend of mine. So yeah, we have an amazing rich history of real, like, commercial fiction titans.
Like Kathy Kelly.
Like Kathy
well.
Kelly, yeah. Incredible woman. Oh my God, she sent me a lovely text the other day. They're also supportive as well.
And that's the thing. And I think people don't necessarily know that as
yeah.
well. So.
I mean, you could think of it as being very catty and competitive, but it just isn't. Like, Sheila O'Flanagan's book came out the same day as mine. We both went to the same secondary school. So I feel this real kinship with Sheila. Yeah, and I interviewed her for today's Sunday Times. So, you know, it's a small industry, it's full of amazing people, and I'm just so thrilled to have been welcomed into it. I can't believe it still.
Well, Vicky, as well, I think a lot of people wonder, I like Cecilia Hearn's been on the show lots, but the whole process, because I think a lot of people think it can be quite a lonely existence, but how did you find that? Because, you know, you would be in busy offices and magazine offices and things like that. So how did you find that compared?
I feel like my kind of working style changed throughout the pandemic, because going from being out and about, socialising, meeting, going to events, as a busy magazine editor for years, and then to working on a magazine entirely alone in my house, it was very strange. But I kind of got used to the pace of it, and I just decided to kind of give it my all. And I was prepared for the loneliness because I'd been freelance before, so I knew that I had to set up, like, I have a day in town every week, and I'd set up dog walks early in the morning with Sarah Breen and with my friend Laura Fox.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd set up coffees and stuff so I wouldn't be by myself all the time.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really important, and I had my little dog with me all the time as well.
What do you have again?
I have a little terrier called Jacko. He's a complete mutt.
I just keep talking about dogs now. People will be like, all right, Alison, shut up.
Everyone
about
loves
Betty.
Dogs. He's 13 years old and he's the sweetest little boy, and he just sits next to me and snores away in his little teepee while I write. So I actually haven't felt lonely. I've actually really enjoyed the process.
And what about advice for people who are thinking of sitting down and doing this?
Just do it. Like, I always say, an idea is only going to stay in your head unless you write it down. It's not going to go anywhere, you know? So just start. And if you think it's a pile of crap after a few thousand words, you can always go back and revisit it. Like, I just say, get it out and onto the page, because action is the only way. You know, if I hadn't sat down to write this, it wouldn't exist.
And you can't actually really understand what it is until it's written down as well.
Totally. Yeah. Like this, I had the idea for Reality Check and to write about this family, but what came out, it surprised even me.
Yeah.
You know? And Penguin actually bought the book off the back of an outline of how it would go and four chapters.
Right.
So that was incredible. That was such a lucky break for me. But, you know, I knew what the beginning, middle and end was, but I didn't really know how we'd get there. So it was a surprising process, but it was also brilliant. And I loved it. I love being edited. I'm such a nerd. I was like, we're making this better with every draft. Yeah, some people are very precious about, like, placement of commas. I'm not one of those writers.
So Portia, who is the protagonist, is, you did take a lot of maybe your own outlook for her.
Yeah, I mean, she's not me and I'm not her. She's much cooler than I am. She's a screenwriter for TV and movies, and she's living in New York with her fabulous boyfriend, living a fabulous life, and then she gets a shock from her boyfriend and it kind of upends everything. So I haven't had that happen to me, touch wood. But yeah, I mean, she's a writer, she's like me in that she is child free by choice, and she likes a good time. So she also has brown hair and eyes and an Italian father, so yeah,
some similarities.
But no, I think if I'm like anybody, I'm probably more like Desi. Her mom.
Oh, Vicky, it's brilliant. And, like, loads of great pieces inside the paper. Full circle moment for you today.
Completely.
Because Ian and Mario are on in 23 minutes with their countdown for the best gift character. They're outside there. And you did a brilliant piece with them in the home supplement
on
Sunday Times today.
Yeah, it was the crack. They're talking to them.
It's a great photograph of the two of them.
It is.
Yeah.
My friend Evan took that. He takes all of my photographs.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's...
Evan had to do mine for the... And I have to say, God bless Evan, because I was the worst subject, because I was like, I don't like that. I look 65. I don't like that. And I was at the end of the day and Evan was like, we wrap this up.
Yeah, no, he just tells you to stop. He's like, it's grand. Just it's do fine. It. You look great.
Make me look super young, okay?
No, he's brilliant. The photographs are great. I ran into Mario outside.
I know, brilliant.
I could have chatted to those two for hours.
I know.
They are
at
the crack.
Continued success. So you are, is it okay to say yes. that there will be a number?
Well, I'm writing a second book. It's not a sequel.
Yeah.
It's set in the kind of same universe because okay. I like writing about glamorous creatures. But yeah, I'm working on it. I have a pretty tight deadline. So
okay, yeah.
I kind of have to grab days here and there in between promoting this book. But yeah, I'm really
excited.
Start
working on it. Oh my God, it's a pleasure. You're a bundle of energy. Continued success. It is brilliant. And thank you so much, Vicky Notaro, for joining us. Thank you.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis. Playing the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today.